JJC Podcast Experience, bringing you the content, the stories, and the insights.
Hi everybody, my name is Michelle Zongololo.
I'm Serene Bekwa.
And we are from the Arts and Cultures Committee of 2021. So how do you feel about that, Serene?
I'm so excited, man.
How did you feel like when you were first chosen, like you are the JJC representative of your school?
I was like, okay, cool.
Really?
Cool, this is like going to be fun. There weren't a lot of people trying out. So it was just like, five of us maybe. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like that thingy, and like none of us really understood what JJC was at first. So it was just like, you're part of the council.
Yeah, so like, did you have to write the essay and all of that?
Oh yeah I did.
What was your essay about?
It was about, they kind of told us to like talk about ourselves and like why we would be like good people, part of the council and stuff. I just spoke about like how invested I am with like cultures and arts and learning new things and wanting to meet new people.
Yeah.
Because I'm quite like reserved.
Yeah.
So like I wanted to be part of council to kind of make relationships and stuff.
I get that.
Did you?
Well, I wrote in my essay practically about like using my voice and like I kind of wrote about how I kind of lived in this bubble my whole life, and I never wanted to really help out the community. I never had much interest in that. And once I realized, wait, I can actually make a change. I can do something. And I knew that JJC would kind of really help me with that. And it would give me a better opportunity, not just to meet other people, but to help other people with people that are like me. And what I love so much about JJC is that like everyone is so different.
Dude.
Like you meet people from all different walks of life, and it's not limited to like this person from that school. Like everyone is so different, and that's what I love about it, you know?
Yeah, it's insane, man. Because I was never like, because I wasn't like a social person.
Yeah.
So like meeting people who like different from you.
Yeah.
Like I have like all my friend group, we're like all like different people.
Yeah, of course.
But it was never like completely different, like experience wise. We kind of lived the same life.
Yeah, you could say. Like because of like where we're all from, it's like you kind of are around the same people all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like you're around people with the same walks of life as you.
Mm.
And to come here and to meet people who are so different, it's just so cool.
It's so cool.
And like
man.
Now we see meeting people of like, because I go to a school where everyone's kind of the same, you know. Everyone kind of has the same religion, you know, there's nothing special. Everyone's kind of all blank the same. But like now I come here and you meet people of different religions, and it's so cool because you can see how that kind of impacts cultures and arts. And it's so cool to just find out about like different people's cultures.
Man, it's literally so cool. I love being part of council.
Same.
Like, it's such a flex, man.
Yeah, it's
just
a
like,
flex.
Yeah, I'm part of the
I'm part of the council or whatever.
Literally,
helping the community.
And everyone's like, whenever I say, yeah, I'm part of JJC, they're like, oh, what's JJC? And I'm like, Johannesburg Junior
Council.
And they're like, oh, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, arts and culture, you know, I'm part of that committee. And they're like,
ooh, right?
Wow.
It's so cool. And I just love cultures and arts. Like,
dude,
it's actually crazy because one thing I found about like the arts is that it really transcends like any boundaries.
Oh.
Like if you look at an artwork, right, you can feel that artwork.
Dude.
You can feel the pain or the beauty, the happiness, without knowing if that artist was like Spanish or Portuguese or even South African. Like you never know if that artist speaks the same language as you, but you can feel it.
Yeah.
Same with dance. You
dude,
know, like
dude.
No matter what, if you watch contemporary, if you watch hip hop, Crump, you can feel.
Yeah,
you
can
feel
like
that
the
kind
emotions,
of energy. You can
yeah.
feel the energy. Even a song, you don't understand the lyrics, you can feel it. That's one thing I love about the arts.
Mm.
It's really just one of those things that don't require languages. You can feel it.
Dude. Oh, I'm actually getting so excited now. Because I think my whole life is like based on arts and culture.
Agreed.
I've grown up in this like household.
Yeah.
And just like my surroundings and stuff, I've been within
arts
and cultures and stuff.
Right?
Like the way we were talking about it earlier, the way I'm so attached to
me
my music. I'm attached
I
to my music.
I love music so much.
Dude, and I always make sure I'm a dancer. Mm. Just became dance captain at my school.
I was so proud of you.
I was so
I showed on her story, and I just want to give her like a round of applause because I'm so proud because she's so good, and I'm so proud of her.
Oh my goodness. I was so shocked, man. I was like,
I remember you were like
dance captain.
Because
I'm still in grade 11, and since grade 8, I've like kind of created this, like this plan of like what has to happen by matric and in matric. So I was like, okay, dance captain, drama honors, dance honors, have to be a prefect. And now I've got this like this dance captain thing down, and I'm like,
you're like,
wait,
things are happening.
Yeah, why is it going so fast? So I think I'm just a bit shocked. But back to the topic.
Yeah.
I've been dancing since like maybe 5.
Really?
So I've been dancing like every week.
Really?
Okay, well, I've made sure that I at least do like some type of dance every week. Obviously, like my whole life I haven't like been all that successful, but like I always make sure that I don't go like more than a month without dancing. So it's kind of been like a continuous thing.
Yeah.
And then I also do drama at school.
Yeah.
So it's like,
so what like styles of dancing do you do?
Well, I've grown up, the company that I danced for was very like you could do anything.
Yeah.
Like the dances that we did, we'd do like African for a performance, and then we do hip hop, and then we do contemporary, and then we do like a jazz number. And we were also kids, so it's kind of like, you know, dance mom is like, everyone's like, we were just like, it was any genre, man. So I kind of grew up in that, and then as I got older, I kind of got more into the hip hop, but also like modern
type of jazz, maybe.
It's kind of
like,
I don't know how to explain it, man.
I know what you
like
mean.
Fusion.
Like, it's kind of like a fusion of a whole bunch of styles.
Dude,
you can't really categorize it.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now. So, yeah, I've just been within.
And how's your drama journey coming along?
It's going really well. I started writing recently.
Yes.
And ever since I, like, started, like, now I read, like, my first piece of written work, and I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
No. What was I doing back then?
Yeah.
And like, because I just like do it whenever I'm bored, and like I'll get an idea, and I'm like,
that's a good
I could work
on.
Yeah. And a lot of them suck, I'm not gonna lie. Like some of them are like, how would you put this into a play? How would you do anything? But it's like, it's really nice for the brain.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really, it just helps me like a lot.
I see.
I'm writing plays currently. And my drama teacher's like, give them to me.
Give them
like
to
anything
me.
You have.
Yeah.
And she'll like read them and she's like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
Like nice, like the creative, but I can't do anything with this. Like, but I'm kind of working on like writing a play for the school. And
that's
then like
so cool.
Have it like entered into.
Invite me when it like
I will.
Yes,
you'll be there.
Love drama so much. I remember like my first experience. It was grade 1, and it was this poem. It's weird how I remember accurately. It was about an elephant. I forgot exactly what like it's all about. I just remember it was about an elephant. I forgot who it was about. And we were entering Eisteddfod's, because Eisteddfod's were a huge deal in primary school, right? And this teacher, she comes to me and she says, oh my gosh, Michelle, no, like, you're not good. And she forces me to back out of this Eisteddfod. And she, like, takes away this poem from me. And I remember thinking, wow, I'm horrible at drama. Like, I'm so bad at this thing. So until for the next 5 years of my life, until grade 5, I never did drama. I was so scared because I was like, I'm horrible.
Because
like,
one person's opinion.
This teacher was like, no, you can't do this. You're horrible. So I was like, oh my gosh, you're so correct. I'm horrible. So I never did it until grade 5. And then around like the end of grade 5, I started it again. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
This is working out.
I think one thing that really helped me is going to sound peculiar. but Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Because during the end of grade 5 to the beginning of grade 6, I had really bad self-esteem.
Mm.
And I couldn't go on a stage and just not care what people thought about me.
Mm.
And I remember I'd watch America's Next Top Model because I loved that show. And I was on Instagram and I saw Ashley Graham.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, she's so confident.
Dude.
She's so beautiful. Like,
she really is.
She's so just herself. She doesn't even care what people think about her. And because of Instagram, many people find Instagram as something very toxic.
Yeah.
And going on it can mess with your mental health. But I can quarrel on that one. It depends on who you follow.
Yeah.
Are you following influential people? Are you following toxic people?
Or are you following influencers?
Are you following influencers who don't really influence anything except for bad habits?
Exactly.
And Ashley Graham, Instagram, gave me a platform to look at more people who love themselves, who are body positive, who are just naturally themselves. And it was so interesting to see because I was like, wow.
Yeah.
She's so cool.
She's so herself.
And then afterwards, I was like, I don't care what anyone says. I'm confident.
Nice.
And I faked it till I made it because now I can say without a doubt that I'm really confident.
Yeah.
And many people ask, Mujah, how are you confident? But people forget that self-love is kind of seasonal.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many different loves out there. And self-love is one of those things that's seasonal. Like one day you may wake up and be like, wow, I look amazing today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna defeat the world. I'm on top of the world. Mm. And then other days you wake up and you're like, why?
Mm-mm.
Why am I looking like this?
Yeah.
Why is my hair doing this?
Yeah.
Why is my skin doing that? Why does my body look like that today?
Like, it was not looking
was
like that the other day.
Exactly.
It wasn't
so
like that.
So, self-love is one of those things that's so seasonal.
Mm.
And people need to understand that it's not something that comes easy.
Yeah.
It's not something that is going to be constant. It's going to come and go. And you kind of need to do self-love in a way that you can't take reassurance from other people.
Mm.
Something I always say is that someone can add to your knowledge of how much you love yourself, but they can never take away from that.
Yeah.
You know? So if you know you're beautiful and people don't comment, don't pay no mind.
Mm-mm.
You know? You are beautiful. People can only add on to that fact. They can't take that away. And that's what's like is so crazy about self-love, that it's this whole journey and it never ends.
Yeah.
It never ends.
Never, man. You're just like constantly with that whole like it's seasonal.
Yeah.
Mm. It's seasonal. It's and I know that it's seasonal. I have experienced it being seasonal, you know. And I think it's just a lot of outlets that I use to kind of get myself back into self-love.
Like what?
Dance.
Yeah.
I used to like go to, so my sister used to go to the same school as I do. Now she's in varsity. So she used to play percussion at school, and she'd go to the practice rooms during like holidays and whatever.
Yeah.
So I used to be like, okay, I'm going to use the dance studio, and I'd go to the dance studio and just do
like
whatever,
freestyle,
man. Yeah.
Do whatever.
Just do whatever. Looking back on it now, I'm kind of like, ugh. But I mean, at the time, I was like, I'm doing pretty well.
You're doing
pretty well. And that kind of helped me get back into myself, you know. I think that was like a big factor into myself, into me becoming like the way that I am.
Mm.
And I think just like music as well. Oh. Like I'm a terrible singer. I will tell you that I cannot sing.
Mm.
And I do musical theater at school.
Yeah.
And it always happens like our like instructor dude is like, we're going to do singing today. And I'm like, no, because I can't sing. But music has definitely like helped me. It's kind of like structured me and made me who I am now.
Yeah. Like I feel like music is a huge part of us being teenagers as well. Like many people find kind of attachment to music. And that's what's so beautiful about it. You know, it's so beautiful because music is one of those things. It really doesn't matter what genre it is. Dude. Like, if I like something, I like it. I don't care who sang it. I don't care what genre it is. Mm. If it's from 1930, if it's from yesterday, like, who cares if I want to listen to Nat King Cole, dude, you know, from 1930s? Dude. If I want to listen to K-pop, who cares? What is, like, what's wrong? Exactly. Like, so I feel like music is one of those things that just bring teenagers together.
Yeah.
Because being a teenager is difficult nowadays. It's a lot. Especially, I feel like COVID has added. Many people may not see this, but I think COVID kind of adds to our stress, because now on top of school, we kind of have this thing at the back of our head saying COVID, COVID, COVID. And it's just, it's crazy being a teenager in 2021.
Dude,
it's actually crazy.
It's hard, man.
It's really difficult, because it's like, people always say, like, no, when I was a teenager, I did this. But it's like, times have changed so much.
Dude, my parents are always like, oh, I used to walk to the shops, and I used to do this and that. And we used to go, the way my mom literally had friends coming over to our house, like, constantly. Because my mom's, she grew up in, my brain went blank, man.
Yeah.
My mom grew up in, like, a colored community.
Yeah.
And it was during apartheid, but, like, it wasn't, like, because they were in, like, such a, like, it was, like, a colored community, a colored, like, town, man.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, it didn't really infiltrate that. And they lived, like, sort of, like, from the movies, how Black Americans live now. So, like, that whole thing of, like, family gatherings, like, they'd go to a park and have, like, people, and they'd go, like, they had, like, a caravan, and they'd go camping and do whatever, and my mom's like, yeah, and we used to go camping, and we used to bring our friends, and and I'm like, okay, why are you telling me this? Like, what do you want me to do? Like,
yeah.
It's so hard.
It is difficult, because I feel like my parents, it's kind of like a two different generations, obviously, but I feel like with me and them is completely different, because I grew up in South Africa, and they're both, like, staunch Zimbabweans. Like, my dad is a Malawian Zimbabwean man.
Yeah,
he comes from, he's a city boy. my mom's from the farms, you know. It's cool how they found each other, because my mom came from the farms, my dad came from the city. It's cool how they found each other, but, like, they decided to move to South Africa to kind of give us this, like, new life and to have a new start. And it's something completely different, because they're trying to navigate trying to raise me in a different environment. They've never been in this environment. And sometimes I do kind of feel for them, because it's like they're kind of they threw themselves in the deep end, because they don't really know how to, like, raise their kid in this environment they've never been in. And even though I have been here for a long time, I think they've adjusted, you know. And, like, it's just crazy to see, because my mom always used to say this one thing. She used to say, I used to walk to school for, like, 66 kilometers. But she used to go to boarding school.
Like, where are your dorms? Where are your boarding houses?
She told me, I went to boarding school my entire life. But then she'd tell these stories, like, I'd walk 66 kilometers. It's so it's like, it's not adding up, mom. Like, I know you're trying to, like, inform me. And one thing is, I'm just so grateful for them. And I think we need to be so much more grateful for our parents.
Yeah.
Are your parents strict?
Like, no.
They're not strict. I don't know.
Because as I said, I'm, like, not social at all. Mm. So, like, I'm not, like, a bad kid. I don't know how to explain it, man. But they're just, like, the way that they raised us, they were very, like, free, do whatever you want. You know, my sister has tattoos. My sister got her, like, septum and her piercings and stuff at whatever age, like, during her teens. So they're not, like, heavy with like things. I don't know, it's like there's a blurred line. We know what's, like, wrong and what's right, but at the same time there's things that we're like, okay, is this, like, chilled? Is this like
chilled?
And they're like, they surprise me. They would just say that.
What do you mean? Like, do they allow you to date?
Yeah, they would, but I don't. So it's not like an issue for them. So, like, they would. Mm. They're, like, very open about it, and my sister's also open about it. Especially with, like, sexuality and stuff. But I just don't date. I don't do anything. So there's like never been like a thing of any like, you can't do this, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah. Because I don't do it anyways.
I get that. My parents, they have their moments. I think it's also seasonal, like I was saying
their strictness is kind of seasonal. Because sometimes they'll be like, no, you can't go out, you can't do this. And I'm like,
it's just a lunch.
Yeah.
And then other times they'll be like, I'll ask to go for lunch like every weekend or go to do this. And they'll be like, no, it's cool. But I haven't really spoken to them about dating. And I don't know if I want to open up that conversation with them because I'm scared that they'll say no flat out.
You don't want to.
I don't want them to say no, like flat out. So I'm kind of leaving it in this space where it's like, it's not a no, but they haven't said yes either.
Yeah.
So it kind of gives like a bit more leeway because my parents, they're a bit strict. I asked my mom for a double piercing because my school now allows them, and she laughed in my face. She laughed in my face. I go, mom, like school's now allowing double piercings. Can I please get one? You know, I won't get into trouble. She laughs, but I understood why. You know, because when I was growing up and I first got my first piercing, I got like a really bad infection. Like it was bad, and like I had to get my ears double pierced when I was like in grade 2 in 2012. So now my mom's like, you're gonna end up getting a keloid if you actually pierce your ears, right? So they're a bit strict, but like they're chilled at the same time. And I'm just grateful for all the stuff they've done for me, and I'm honestly just grateful because they've sacrificed a lot. They've sacrificed a lot. And they can be a bit much sometimes, but I think that's what all parents...
Yeah, I think so. I think, yeah, with that, like, sacrifice thing, it's like when you're kids and when we're younger, we're like, okay, this is happening.
Yeah.
But we don't, like, it doesn't come, you know?
It doesn't
like,
dawn upon
exactly.
us.
And then when you get older, you find out all the tea, and you're like,
what
was I doing during that period? What was happening?
Exactly.
Literally, my parents, yeah, they're cool, man. I like them.
More you grow up, the more you kind of develop a closer relationship with your parents. Yeah, because you start to realize, like, they're people. You know, they were once, like, your age. They were strangers once upon a time that came to... How weird is that?
They were strangers that came together.
And it's like, adults go through things as well. And when we're young, like really, really young, we're kind of insensitive to this stuff. It's like, they don't ask us about our day. They don't buy us candy. They didn't buy us that ice cream. Yeah. But you know, we never really stop and say like, how was your day,
mom? Yeah.
How was your day, dad? Are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, because I saw my mom was sitting at the table the other day and she was like, she was sitting outside by the bench. She was like, I was like, mom, are you fine? She's like, no, I'm just sitting by the sun. And you know, she was just like, no, it's cold. I'm sitting by the sun. But it's that thing of like me asking her how she was, if she was fine, could mean so much to her.
Yeah.
Because adults don't get asked that enough, guys. And it's crazy because people just want to grow up so quickly.
Bro, I was that. I'm not even going to lie. That was literally me. I was like, okay. Once I get 20, I'm going to be in varsity. I'm going to have a car.
Boyfriend.
I'm going to have a boyfriend. My dorm is going to look great. Wada, wada, wada. And now I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to be 18 yet.
Yeah. It's crazy how people just want to like go towards that adulthood so quick. And we're so young, guys.
Dude.
Like, we don't process how young we are. And we have such a long life ahead of us. And if we rush things, we won't have that experience, you know? Like, my sister was telling me that when she started doing things in the beginning of varsity, she did everything first year. And she was like, I got so bored by third year. And we're already doing that stuff in grade 10, you know? So it's like, why are we rushing to get there so quick if all that's there is bills? And salaries.
It's not fun.
I think we must enjoy being kids, guys. We get food on the table. They buy us clothes. They pay for our Apple Music subscriptions. Let's talk about that.
Netflix. What am I going to do when I'm like by myself?
Exactly.
And I have to pay for this by myself. Yeah. I don't want to. It's insane. Like when my sister got back from, because of COVID, she like left her dorm.
Yeah.
So then she moved back in with us and she does like school online. And, like, she was like, guys, I had to pay for my own food. I had to, like, pay for like groceries and do all of this.
Mm.
And now when I get here, I like, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do that either.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to stay home.
Yeah.
Honestly, at this point.
It's just super cool. So I'm super grateful for them. And
dude,
it's a really cool experience as well to just have them.
Mm. And I think what's really cool about like parents, what's really cool about parents, they like influence
yeah.
how we grow up.
All your choices.
So it's my parents, my music choice and like everything that I've done is kind of like influenced by the way I've been
raised,
brought up.
Yeah.
yeah. So like music wise, I think, dude, music is like the biggest part of my life. Probably.
Yeah, same.
Even though I can't sing, like play any instruments
mm.
anymore, it's kind of like that's what I depend on.
Mm.
And with them, they're also like weird, man.
Mm.
Like my parents listened to like the Cranberries and
really?
Like I remember Road Trips and we'd be listening to Zombie and we'd be like singing to Queen and like John Bon Jovi.
I love
it's
Queen.
Like deep.
My dad bobs Whitney Houston. Like my
Whoa.
Dad loves Whitney Houston. Like he will play Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson. I remember we had a family gathering in December
mm-hmm.
and he starts playing, he pressed shuffle. Guess what came up? How You Like That by Blackpink. That's the song that came up and I'm hearing How You Like That and I'm like and I'm like, whose phone's connected? And my dad goes, it's mine. And I go, that's where I get, because my music taste is so versatile.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, that's where I
that's
got
where
it
I
from.
Get it from.
But it's very odd to hear that my dad.
I'm also like, my parents have some questionable songs in their
yeah.
like phone, but Blackpink.
And I remember
that's
was
a flex. My dad listens
flex.
To Blackpink.
My dad, what does your dad do? My dad listens to Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I love
after
that,
this,
man.
I'm actually going to listen to some music because I'm getting like withdrawal symptoms right
dude,
now.
I can't because I broke my earphones this morning and now I want to cry thinking
no,
about it, literally.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, man. I told my dad and he kind of gets my attachment to music, so he was like, we'll make a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, of course
we'll make
a plan.
Yeah.
I had to steal my dad's earphones. I don't think he knows. Because I broke mine, then I broke my sister's. And then
Michelle.
I took my dad.
Michelle.
And he goes every day, where are my earphones? I'm like, I don't know.
Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, but I think after this, definitely going to bop some tunes.
Okay. Yeah, same. This was an interesting conversation.
It was. I think we just covered a lot of ground.
Like, this jumped. I'm not going to lie
yeah.
to you. But it was cool. This
I
is
love
cool
this
experience.
For us.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you guys for joining us. This was Arts
and Culture Experience.
Yes. I hope you guys enjoyed us rambling.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. Have a beautiful day, everybody.
Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by the Johannesburg Junior Council in partnership with Red Radio.